way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello!
And welcome to Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your host and hostess, Joseph and Carol Ann.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us for yet another lovely session.
Wow. It's not therapy. Do you hear that?
It could be for some of us.
The celebratory noisemakers for... It's New Year's almost. You didn't even hear that playing.
I did, but it just seemed inappropriately placed by our...
It's going to be New Year's.
It is.
So, Happy New Year.
Noopy happier.
What?
Noopy happier.
Noopy happier. Oh, God. Maybe we do need it to be a therapy session.
Right? Can't hurt.
So, we're back. We missed a week. Done that twice. It's been every other week now for the last couple because of Thanksgiving,
holidays,
and Christmas.
Yeah,
it's
tough. We've been busy, man.
We have been busy.
We are busy peeps.
We are peeps that are busy. We are marshmallows. We are flavored, traditionally associated with Easter, but have now been bastardized in other holidays as well. Hank is chewing on a stuffed peep right now that we acquired. Peeps.
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 Yep.
Not a peep.
We've had a lot of peeps.
Not a peep from you. Peep show.
Oh, boy. You wish.
I do. Yeah. So, anyway, what do you got going for this week? Anything exciting? We just got done with Christmas.
Yeah, it was busy.
Like 56 people in our house.
It seemed like it was at least that.
14. I don't know. I lost count.
I don't know.
A lot of people. Very busy.
But, yeah. But, you know, we're family people.
We
had a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of prep. We did Christmas morning with all of the kids.
Yep.
And, you know, breakfast and opening gifts and all that kind of stuff. And then everybody chilled out for a while. And then we had all the family over.
Everybody.
So, yeah.
Even people we didn't know.
Well, exactly.
There was one person we legit didn't know.
That's true. We just met them. Yes, there was a significant other.
Yes.
So, yeah. So we had,
it was fun.
You know, my siblings, we had nieces, nephews, great nieces and nephew.
I don't think they're that great. They're good kids, but
oh my
we'll
God.
See what happens. Yeah. And as it turns out, we found that a participant in the party 2 days later tested positive for COVID. So we're all kind of just like... Is that a symptom? What do we got?
Oh, I haven't really given it a thought since I wrote the text.
We did get the text saying that, so, you know, just kind of funny. It's spreading like wildfire right now anyway.
Yeah, who cares?
Omicron!
Everyone's going to get it.
Omicron Skittles. Sounds like one of those names from Key
from
and
those
Peele
faux
when they did those
college football names.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Was it Mojo Funyuns?
Fudge. Yeah, Bismo Funyuns. Bismo Funyuns. I'll have to rewatch those. Those are pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
So.
Yes.
So hopefully everyone had a wonderful Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever it is you celebrate. Because everybody celebrates something. And enjoyed their December holidays.
Yeah.
And now we are knocking on the door of 2022.
2022, a year divisible by three, thankfully.
Nobody cares.
I do.
Whatever.
674 times three is 2022.
You might want to see a therapist for your OCD.
Nah.
Yeah.
I do not.
So do you have big plans for New Year's Eve?
Well, I was going to keep it a surprise from you because it doesn't involve you.
That's all right. All better for me.
We have big plans. Yeah, normally our plans are barely staying awake to see the ball drop and then going, ah, good night. I think we're going to probably repeat those plans.
Come on.
Would you want to do something?
Jeez. I do all these things for the family, make all of these wonderful holidays. I cook and slave. I make all these wonderful plans. I bake cookies. I thought maybe you'd have some, you know, elaborate, you know, nice... dinner reservations out, maybe a nice, you know, jacuzzi hotel room somewhere booked for us, you know, some sort of big celebration.
Well, I do have some reservations about about your attitude. Mm. So there's that. Next, you're a woman. All that shit's your job. That's always going to be your response. Oh, my God. She's going to throw a shoe at me. Allahu Akbar. Don't you fucking.
You're right. And just as much as it is my job, it is your job as a man.
Thank you for the quotes on that. I'm a man.
To make dinner reservations and pamper me like a good wife should be pampered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, duly noted. I hear you.
And no, you, yeah, but you don't listen.
Oh my God.
You might
God.
Hear. This is great. I love it.
This is very uncomfortable.
Such is your whole life with me.
This is uncomfortable. Did you see that video of a baby trying pizza for the first time?
Trying what?
Pizza.
No.
Oh, my God. I should have queued it up. I just assumed you would have seen it. Mm. It's this little baby. I don't know. It's like a two-year-old, year and a half, something. And the kid takes a bite of pizza for the first time. And it's like the most natural reaction to something wonderful you've ever seen in your life. The kid's eyes roll up in her head. It's fucking hilarious. I'll have to find it and show you. But I mean, it's like the look of like sheer delight.
You will have to post it for
it's
all.
It's so funny. I will. I'll share that. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never.
But it's fucking hilarious. Like,
it's kind of like you every other Friday on Pizza Friday.
Or every other Saturday when we go to Undergrounds.
Oh, that's like that true. Coffee. Yeah, you do have a hard-on for Undergrounds.
Wow. Okay. Mention the old HO.
Although last time when we were there, I was a little upset.
The chicken's gone.
The chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually have a little rubber chicken.
With a rainbow flag.
Yeah, but it wasn't there. So hopefully, with any luck, it'll be back. Otherwise, I'm going to have to start to inquire. I kind of miss them. And we're not going to mention that at one point we had a plan to kidnap him or anything. So
No.
I hope I'll no one else has out. Already done that, because that would be that sad. Out. But that little rubber chicken's going to be mine.
Yeah, we'll see. If he shows back up again, we can steal him then.
Mm-hmm. We're not stealing. We're just kidnapping for ransom.
Ransom for coffee.
That's right.
All right. You had a goofy idea earlier today that I immediately latched onto.
I don't know if it was goofy. I thought it was pretty frickin' awesome.
You know what I'm talking about, that Ohio thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's this race. It's a full and a half marathon going on February 20th or something like that. Sometime in February, I thought, right?
I think it was the 25th.
So whatever.
I'm not
it's in February
mistaken.
Of next year. But it's a trail marathon and half marathon.
Yes,
which is
sir,
not
it
something
is.
We've ever done. We've run trails. And we've done halves and fulls, but we've never combined either of those two.
Correct.
So we're probably gonna.
Oh, we're gonna. I'm flipping really quick. I wanted to see if I could find what the name of it was again, because I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it didn't have a memorable name, I don't recall. But
here it is. It's the Old Girdled Grit Trail Run.
There you go. I guess that would be a memorable name, but I just didn't remember it. Girdled Grit. The old Girdled Grit.
The old Girdled Grit.
Got to show your true grit out there on that race course.
Yeah. So anyways, yes, it is in Ohio. The Concord Turnpike, apparently.
Concord Turnpike. I know that turnpike.
So.
It's a very, very popular turnpike.
So, yeah, it's a, you know, we were tossing around doing the 13.1. The good old half marathon trail run.
Yeah. I think that would be really fun. It's only 2.5 hours away. Yeah.
I've already got the 8-week half marathon training plan.
Oh, you going to share that?
Maybe.
All right.
And I did locate one rather quickly before I actually even sent it to you to see what I'd be looking at training-wise and if it was doable or not.
Yeah, that is less than 2 months. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's 8 weeks away if we start
tomorrow. or Saturday, well,
if we,
whatever.
Yes, if we start this coming week, it'll be exactly 8 weeks of training, which is really bare minimum for something like that. So
yeah, we'll get through it.
I think so.
But it's on a trail, which is fun and daunting. There's weird bridges you have to cross over.
Well,
like
it is. There is trail
bridges.
In
yeah.
it. I mean, I it's know. Not all on the trails, but a lot of it is. And there are stairs and suspension bridges. And yeah, it's going to be a good time.
All right. We're doing it.
Yep.
I'm in. I've been running quite a bit anyway, though. I've been, the last especially few weeks, gotten a good base going again.
Yeah, you've been running pretty committed
every
morning.
At least 5 days a week, sometimes six. It's not long distance. I mean, most of the time it's 3 miles, but, you know, on the weekends we'll throw in 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hitting like 18, 20, 21 mile weeks pretty regularly.
Which is awesome.
Which is
huge. How do you feel?
Huge. On any other week I've been doing this, I feel great. You know, there's...
What's wrong this week?
I won't go into detail. I'll tell you in a second. I won't go into detail as to why right now, but I've managed and figured out a way to get over my mental hump of dreading being on a run, which I was suffering from for a very long time. I've talked about it on here before. I just hate it. I just instantly think how, you know, you can walk, stop, go, you know, why are you bothering to do it? Like, in my head the whole time. My breathing's weird, anything. I found a solution for that. And on a future episode, maybe we'll talk about it. But right now, let's just say I'm happy running. I don't think it sucks when I'm running. And it's a much more better mental place for me when I'm doing exercise. So it's very exciting.
Running.
So from that perspective, that's huge for me because that was something I've been suffering from for
A while.
Years after I got off that stupid Xanax and shit. So, but how you may ask I'm feeling this week when I've run is fucking terrible. Because in addition to, the holidays at our house the following Monday, and this is a pretty regular tradition when everybody's in town. It's either around Thanksgiving or around Christmas.
Yeah, we were pretty annual with it
pre-pandemic. But we have a family hockey game, your family.
Yes.
And
floor hockey.
Just the, you know, the same multiple generations of people that were at our house for the most part were playing hockey.
Three generations.
Yeah. So, but it was so much fun. And we played for, you know, we had the rink. It's floor hockey. So
yeah, we rent a floor hockey rink. But we
had that for 2 hours and we played for at least an hour and a half of that.
Oh, at least.
Maybe more.
And it's, I mean, it's not a fluff game either.
No.
Because we've got, you know, that generation in there is, you've got some youngsters and some of which play hockey. And they play hard.
Yeah, it's good. It's good entertainment.
We can't let them beat us.
But they did. We lost that game 15-13 or whatever it was. But anyway, I'm so sore from that. I've been sore ever since.
It's been a rough week for both of us.
Yeah, I mean.
Using muscles, the twitch muscles that we don't use that often.
Like all out sprint muscles, lateral muscles you don't use, running backwards. I mean, just everything.
Yeah.
And man, I've run. So we did that Monday night and I ran Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday each morning. So, I mean, I've been consistent with it, but like that first Tuesday was, it was so slow. Oh my God. And sore, but I just was like barely getting my feet off the ground to put them in front of me. But it was fun.
Yeah, I'll agree. Tuesday was a little rough to run. Wednesday I bailed. I swam instead, which was a great idea. But today I went back and I was able to run pretty well, so that was okay. But in addition to all of the muscle soreness and things like that, are the welts.
Yeah.
From block shots.
Yep.
Got a couple of them that are, you know, size of softballs.
Yeah. Yeah, you got more than me. I got the one. I was just showing you right before we started on my inner thigh here, but all in good fun.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is, too, is that it's part of the DNA of your family that even when they shouldn't be, they're very competitive. So that is part of why the game is as serious as it is, even though we're all just having fun. But, you know, we talked about multiple generations. There's certainly a generation that shouldn't have exerted themselves as hard as they did at the hockey game.
So wait, what are these times when you shouldn't be so competitive? What is, I don't know what that means.
Well, I think
or what that,
I think you either need to get a better understanding of what a family game means or just rename it. You know, you don't have to call it a family hockey game. It could be called, you know, the fucking Marauders hockey game or the Goons. Whatever you want to call it, but very aggressive play.
But that's what makes it fun.
Okay. That's what makes it welty and sore.
Well, that's all right, though. It's only once a year.
Yeah.
It's good times,
we
man.
Said it should be more. We should find a way to do that more. Because
it really
it's
enjoyable, yes.
Good exercise, and it's fun, and it clearly is engaging muscles we don't normally engage. So
right.
Might not be a bad idea to have fun doing that more often.
And I think for a couple of oldies, we held our own pretty well.
Kicked ass, man.
Always. It was a good time.
We kicked ass.
There was a suggestion one night to maybe incorporate an annual basketball game as well.
That doesn't seem as appealing to me.
It would still be fun.
Yeah.
Well, then you'd
be the referee.
All right.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
But it's a possibility. We'll see in the spring or summertime.
Yeah.
Get something to do that.
So what else has been going on? Been watching all this COVID stuff?
Nope.
No, you should. It's funny.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's like this Omicron thing is just spreading like a fucking California wildfire at this point. And it's all indications say it's less severe, which is great. You know, less hospitalizations as a result, all that shit.
Yeah,
but
the CDC all people talk about. Yeah, they talked about the isolation. The isolation days, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah.
But and even this was just yesterday or something, the World Health Organization, the whatever the doctor's name is there that's ahead of that, said, you know, you can't boost your way out of this pandemic. So he's already saying, like, you know, hold the phone on fucking boosters. And there's, you know, countries like Israel that I think are, like, starting to mandate the fourth shot.
So oh,
it's
Lord.
All over the place. Yeah. Oh, Lord is right.
That's a little excessive.
In the Holy Land. It's really funny, though, that, well, it's always funny to me. Like, I follow the Johnson & Johnson stuff because that's what we got in, you know, conspiracy stuff. It's a real vaccine, blah, 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 right? So, what is it? Just a couple of weeks ago came out saying the CDC is not recommending, it's not a preferred vaccination any longer. It's still going to be available, but there were, whatever, 9 instances, right? Maybe we even talked about this on here. I don't know. 9 instances of Mario. We did talk about it because I said the same fucking thing last time. Myocarditis. But now there's just a study, 2 reports that were just released today that show the people that get booster doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine are well protected against severe disease and hospitalization from the Omicron variant of coronavirus. It's a second chance for Johnson & Johnson coming back from the dead. So we're going to have to get our boost.
Yeah, I suppose I might.
I might. Yeah, I'm still on the fence a little bit about it because I don't know if we're going to fucking need it or not. But
yeah, I have a feeling moving forward after all of this, like pre-COVID, everybody used to, you know, the push was everyone should probably get a flu shot every year, right? It's a good idea. You should probably get a flu shot every year.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of healthcare places, you know, they push. It's almost mandated that you have to. Otherwise, you always have to wear a mask kind of thing. But I can see going forward where they may have like a combination shot.
No, fuck that.
Where it might be something where it's actually a COVID/flu shot. But it's the same thing. They're both viruses.
Well, that's, and also there's that Pfizer drug that they're testing now that is an antiviral treatment, so whatever, I don't know. But yeah, Johnson & Johnson is it's back in the race, man. Everybody's trying to shit on the Johnson & Johnson one. It's back, giving you good Omicron protection.
I don't know, we got it, we've been fine.
Yeah. Speaking of that stuff too, and we've definitely talked about this, but I listened to a podcast today. It was Dr. Brett Weinstein, the evolutionary biologist guy, and he had 2 other doctors on that had been doing deep dives and studies into vitamin D deficiency.
Okay.
And how critical it is to have and maintain good levels of vitamin D all the time, but also as it relates to things like viruses and coronavirus and the instances of people who have sufficient vitamin D in their system consistently, almost never one catch it and possibly may not transmit it even, because their body is well prepared to take it on, apparently. Says, and the other thing too, we knew that too, because there had been other studies and discussions on that vitamin D is important, but they even went, you know, they were analyzing like how different regions of the world were impacted by COVID too. And saying, you know, the one doctor said that the outbreak in Africa was not nearly what it was feared to be. So they thought it was going to be really bad there because, you know, people live less sanitarily. There's worse healthcare, arguably, right? Maybe they're not
sure,
up
just
on drugs.
Right,
all
due
this stuff
to their lifestyle or...
Yeah, exactly. Just
standard
the way they live.
Living, I guess.
They live outside a lot of times. I mean, it's or they're outside a lot. So, but the people that have more exposure to sunlight are outside much more, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why they found that cases weren't as bad there, or the outbreak wasn't as bad in some of those countries, because they're always outside and they have very high vitamin D levels because of the sun. But there were also, which was interesting too, that there were also, this was in like tropical areas they were looking, like around the equator, I think they kind of said, like up at, you know, north and south of the equator for by a certain amount, whatever.
Sure.
But they found too, it was very interesting where there are more, where people cover up more in those areas. So like Muslim areas, that type of thing, where they don't get as much vitamin
direct
D.
Direct sun absorption, I guess.
Right. They had more COVID cases.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is and it's not. I mean, you can understand the link, right?
Because,
you know, it's my understanding, your body, you know, vitamin D is the helper, right? It's kind of the link. Your body doesn't absorb all the other vitamins and so on and so forth if you don't have that vitamin D to kind of help it along.
Yeah.
Which is why, and people probably don't even pay attention, your milk is vitamin D fortified, because your body can't absorb the calcium in the milk, which is really the reason people are supposed to be drinking milk, right? It's for the vitamins and nutrients.
I drink it for the lactose intolerance.
Sure. That's why it's fortified with the vitamin D, because your body's not going to absorb all that other stuff as efficiently if you do not have sufficient levels of vitamin D.
Interesting. Yeah, they even found that areas, so like Wuhan, for example, as one of them, but the air pollution is so bad that the sunlight's impacted. So similar to people being, you know, covered up all the time or in a burqa or whatever, you know, a lot of vitamin D is not even making its way to people, or as much vitamin D is not making its way to people because of the air pollution.
Right.
And you know how Italy got hit really bad initially with this? Their study found that, you know, Rome is kind of on whatever, and it's a municipality, everything around it, whatever, is like on the end, right? It's a seaside town or whatever want to call it. And the way the wind comes off of the sea or the ocean, whatever the hell it is, the pollution that would normally be generated within a big city like Rome, you know, there's factories, everything like that, gets pushed up to northern Italy. And that's where it was up like in the hills and stuff like that. And a lot of people up there got way more sick. And that's where the outbreak was the worst, because it was pushing air pollution up and then covering, you know, harming that area. So it was, I mean, I think it was a 2-hour podcast or something. So if you want to listen to it, it's called the Dark Horse Podcast with Brett Weinstein. But it's very interesting. I love hearing all that stuff. And I love, you know, because, and they make it a point on here too. Sometimes he does, you know, kind of jokingly, sarcastically, saying, you know, why haven't we heard this? You know, why isn't this on TV? Why are all they talking about is pushing some therapeutic or, you know, some new vaccine?
It's all about the money.
That's what go into that. And it's funny too, the latest Rogan podcast I just started listening to, I don't even know the guy's name, but he wrote a book about big pharma and how they've kind of fucked America and stuff like that. So
it's terrible.
To that. But Florida gives zero fucks. They're still wild and open. They're getting ready for New Year's Eve. They just set a record with like 48,000 cases in one day, but they're wide open, man.
Yeah.
They don't care.
But yeah, but I mean, none of it makes sense. None of it makes sense.
At this point,
so here, you know, we're supposed to be wearing masks if you go out, you know, to the store or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but, you know, it's okay if you're outside. So they're going to pack as many people as they can right next to each other outside.
Yeah, no, it's stupid. Like, it's just dumb. All you see people doing, or politicians, I should say, doing is like hitting rewind and going back to November of 2020 and saying, oh, look, we got to do this again. We got to wear masks. Didn't work the first time, dude.
Right.
Let's not rely on that. We've had a year plus to study this thing. You know, we've learned a lot. Wearing a shitty mask or a cloth thing over your face is not going to do anything. But you think that if you make people do that inside of stores, then everything will be all right. It's silly.
Yes. And even in New York City, they're, you know, dropping the ball, and people are going to be standing there shoulder to shoulder.
Only if you're vaccinated. They have to be vaccinated to be in Times Square now. They reduced it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how are you going to... It's... Whatever.
I don't know,
it's
man.
Times Square. Hey. Really? You're going to tell me you're going to... Anybody that's entering Times Square, they're going to be checking?
Apparently, yes.
And who's to stop people from jumping over that barricade?
New York's finest. That's who. Back the blue, for God's sakes. 9/11, never forget.
Uh-huh.
Twin Towers, baby.
That's I don't think they're doing that here, though.
For what? The ball
downtown,
drop?
Downtown, yeah.
Oh, I don't have no idea.
Good old Buffalo.
That raggedy old ball drop. That looks that's like it's right. A kid's art school project.
That's all right. Well, one of the suburbs here is, after 20 years, they're bringing back their New Year's Eve celebration.
Yeah.
They're doing their own little ball drop.
Was that Lancaster or Clarence?
It was Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Yeah, after 20 years, they're bringing it back. It's a good year to bring it back, I guess.
It's a fine year to bring it back.
They have fireworks and everything.
We brought back COVID again, so why not bring back that?
Why not?
Rewind, replay.
I might go just to watch the fireworks.
Oh, there's pickle banks,
you
huh?
You know I am all about the works.
Yeah. I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
I do know how disappointed you were in 2020. Right.
Let's not discuss it.
And even this year, too, it's been shit, so.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway.
It's always very sad for me when I don't get my sufficient viewing of fireworks in a season.
I see. It's pretty serious stuff.
It is.
There was another thing Oh, yeah. I just saw this, so I didn't even really have a big chance to read it. But since I'm on a COVID kick, apparently. this one's good. I mean, I don't think it's anything but surprise anybody, but there was a study done that substantial weight loss can reduce risk of severe COVID-19 complications. So
yeah, duh.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I
feel
like that could apply to... Any disease or illness that you have.
Yeah, somebody did a study on this, so I mean, you know, so it's official now what everybody else knew, I think, but you know, they looked at like weight loss and infection, hospitalization, supplemental oxygen, severe disease, all these kind of things, and they found that there was something like 60% better, or there we go, 60% lower risk of developing severe complications if you went through significant weight loss. So there you go. As much as we yap about shit, running and eating good and staying, like, it matters to more than just being able to do those things. It's not, I don't run because I can say I ran or anything like that. I do it to stay healthy.
Because it's healthy, yeah, and it feels good. It
feels great,
even
when
I'm sore. It really does. Despite, you know, besides the, I don't know if I would even call it the runner's high, but the enjoyment of doing it and the adrenaline, the endorphins or whatever while you're doing it, you just feel good after.
Yeah, it's absolutely beneficial for you, even like mentally, like that too, just to release the endorphins and not
even just getting
high,
outside,
just fun,
getting
breathing
outside
fresh air.
Yeah. If you go for a brisk walk, will give you the same kind of benefit. You still get that same good feeling, get the heart rate going, and you just feel good. It's energizing.
And I know I've said this before. I've said it to you and even on here a million times probably, but I know that things that we do, eating-wise, exercise-wise, supplement-wise, there's no way I haven't been exposed to this thing already. And
well, we know we've been exposed.
Well, sure, we were just exposed. But even when Andrew had it, I mean, I was certainly exposed being in a truck with him for 3 hours. When you know, but that's like, and you start seeing studies like these things I'm talking about, vitamin D studies, you know, weight loss. And, you know, we've talked about exercise and eating well before, studies that say all that, everything is, and like you're saying, that's just in general for life. It makes you healthier. So everybody's looking at it now for COVID saying, oh my God, if you lost weight and you supplement and you eat a balanced diet, that you might be better suited to fight off COVID or the flu.
Yeah.
Or
and it's not
cold,
it's not
bug,
a,
anything
a,
like that.
I don't want to say, is it cosmetic? It's not to say, you know, you have to be super skinny.
Right.
You know, or have the perfect body, because that's entirely not true.
I prove that every day.
But you can still, you know, be healthy.
Yes, and it's clearly very important.
Yes.
And healthy is not just getting exercise, it's eating well, it's staying hydrated, all of those things. Yes. So there's your public service announcement, folks.
Get your ass moving.
Whether you want it or not. We should start a challenge for listeners that can, and they can, we can have them log what they've done. We'll post exercise posts and say, what did you do this week kind of thing?
Sure. How'd you move your ass this week?
Yeah. You got me a wonderful Christmas gift.
I did?
Yeah. You even remember what you got me?
I do remember, but it doesn't have to do with moving your ass.
It does, kind of. Because you got me a little plaque for the framed thing for the wall
one.
That says, you didn't wake up today to be a weak-ass bitch. It's kind of the same as move your ass.
That's right. It's a good sign. It's
hilarious.
Framed. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. I still got to hang that up in the room. Yeah.
Would you?
I will.
Could you repeat? What does the sign say again?
You didn't wake up today to be a weak-ass bitch.
That's right.
That's my wife for you, folks. You always know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a little bit of motivation for you every
day. You have a knack for almost always saying just exactly what needs to be said. And
even
what
if it's not with so much couth.
Right. I said what needs to be said, not what should be said.
Yeah.
You're a little light on the couth sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You're couthless.
But I'm all about the truth.
Sometimes there's truth in couth.
Yep. Sorry.
That's okay. But it is a perfect sign for something you would say to me. So
it's true.
Yes.
Yes. So as if motivation, you know, getting out of bed isn't just enough, you know, knowing you'll see my charming face, that will work. How else am I going to get you to move your ass? What did I say we're going to do tomorrow?
Oh, we're going to go ice skating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can't remember last time we were ice skating?
It's been a minute.
A long time.
It has to be at least 13 or 14 years. 12 years, maybe.
I'm trying to think. I know Mark and I used to go occasionally.
Oh, that's right.
Little.
Yeah. For me, it's been a long time. So, which will be great because I'm still sore from Monday hockey and I've been running every day. So, I'm sure I will feel fine.
Well, we're not speed skating.
But you're right. We're not, because I can't.
Anyway. You used to play ice hockey, so you'll be fine.
All right.
Fine.
I'm sure I'll be fine. I know we're going to be sore, though, but it'll be fun.
Always complaining. Wait, whoa. What is this?
You started this train, man. It's your fault that we even have to listen to that.
Post of the day.
I do. I listen to it sometimes when I'm up here working. I just play it on loop.
I believe it.
It's really cool.
You should. Oh, and we've talked to you the whole introduction. Look at that. So, we're talking today's Facebook Marketplace post, right?
We are. You are.
Yeah. So, I don't know why, and we've discussed this before. I'm not sure why, but Facebook keeps feeding me all kinds of stickers and weird trinket shit.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what? I'm just going with the flow. That's what Facebook wants to throw in my way, and that's what I'm going to bring out to you guys.
Weird trinket shit.
Weird trinket shit. So, today's Facebook Marketplace post, in the spirit of Christmas cookies.
Yes.
And cookie cutters. We have some brand new cookie cutters with, it is advertised as cookie cutter with funny letters, baking cookie cutter with letters. And there's four pieces. That's a horrible description. I don't know who made this
post. Somebody in China wrote that.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. But you get four cookie cutters, and do you want to know what these cookie cutters say?
Yes.
One really cute etched cookie says, please go die. One says, stop talking.
Okay.
Another cookie says, I hope you choke.
Jesus.
And the fourth cookie says, kindly fuck off. So for $6, you get four cookie cutters.
When do we pick those up? Because that would be awesome to slip into like Christmas cookies.
Well, it's too late.
Why? Somebody already take them?
Because the Christmas cookies are half
But those are
done.
Anytime cookies, though. We can just say we made, like, you know, Valentine's Day cookies.
Gotcha.
And they'll say,
New Year's cookies?
Kindly fuck off.
Oh, And it says this product is made from plastic and has the dimensions of 5 by 5 by 0.3 inches. They are 0.71 ounces of weight, and the cookie cutter is made for fun while you make cookies and surprise your friends and parents funny letters.
Parents like to be surprised with funny letters.
Yes, because I'm going to give my parents cookies that say, go fuck off.
I would as a joke.
You would, yes. Yeah. My 85-year-old mother might be like, you said what?
She wouldn't even be able to read it.
Yeah. So, there you go. Those are the cookie cutters for today.
I like them.
I've got other stuff if you're interested. But that's what I went with today.
Okay. Well, you know, you can, if you got something hot you want to share, but usually we just stick to one a week.
I know. But there were a couple that really just kind of made me giggle a little bit. One was a sticker. It was a holographic sticker, nonetheless.
Whoa.
That says, if I've ever offended you, I'm sorry that you're a little bitch.
Sounds like something you'd give to me, too, actually. Ruin the birthday surprise there, huh?
And then another one said, please don't park too close. I'm thick.
I'm thick?
Yeah.
My God.
So those are my entertaining items that you can purchase on Facebook Marketplace. Matter of fact, your sign, that may or may not have come from Facebook Marketplace.
Really?
That's
funny.
It pulls through sometimes with some good stuff.
There is this thing I got to show you. Here, I got to show you this. Rogan posted about this. And he was basically saying, like, if this technology exists, you know, and they're showing us, what aren't they telling us?
Okay.
But it's a drone that goes from 0 to 100 in less than a second. Look at this. Watch this thing go.
I'm watching. That looks like it was slingshotted.
Isn't that crazy? Thing is just booking around.
Yeah, so that doesn't seem so unusual.
I don't know, man.
Like I said, it looks like it was slingshotted. If I put a rock on a slingshot, it's going 100 miles an hour.
A rock on a slingshot, huh?
Yeah. That's all.
I see. I thought it was pretty interesting.
That's because you like conspiracy theory shit and you think the government's got all kinds of shit going on.
Yeah, well, might not be wrong. Another good podcast I'll recommend people listen to this week is the Lex Fridman podcast, and it's spelled F-R-I-D-M-A-N. I've talked about him before, most likely, but Elon Musk
Fridman,
was on there.
Wasn't he a character from 30 Rock?
30 Rock? Fridman? No.
No, it was Friedlander. Sorry.
Oh, Judah Friedlander. That's his real name.
My bad.
I thought you were talking about Dr. Leo Spaceman, spaceman.
No. Anyways, carry on.
No, but
I digress.
Lex Fridman had Elon Musk on there for like 2.5 hours. It was a really interesting thing. That's all. I'll listen to Elon Musk
anytime.
He's
kind of a weird dude.
He's very weird, but he's very smart.
Yeah, I feel like he's probably into like child pornography or something
okay,
strange,
that's
too.
That's not cool. How dare you say that about the savior of our earth?
I'm just saying.
Hey,
he's a weirdo. I feel like he's got some skeletons in his closet somewhere.
One thing that was really interesting was because he wants to go to Mars. You know, his focus with SpaceX is that. But then they got even talking about like Mars civilization and what it could look like. And maybe this will be good for our little bit, not our Bitcoin, our...
Doge?
Yeah, our Dogecoin because... You know, tossed around the idea of making Doge the official currency of Mars. Not a bad idea.
You never know.
We'll see.
Speaking of coins, I got a coin in my stocking.
Yes, you did.
It was pretty cool. Santa brought me a coin.
Santa brought you and the four kids a coin, yeah.
Yep. We may or may not have... What are they? Oh, shoot.
They're just...
They're John Wick coins.
Yeah.
The
ones that you see him exchange for any service.
I can't remember off the top of my head what's written on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's something in like Greek or Roman or something. I can't remember what it says.
But the gold coins that they exchange in the John Wick
so
movies.
You guys each have a coin. So when you need a favor that is of that magnitude, it's going to cost you a coin.
That's right. I might have to get the, what do they call? Not the coins, the
marker.
Markers. Yes, that's what I want.
I told you I found those too, but they were, I mean, it was like 35 or 40 bucks.
But it's got to actually, you know,
it opens and it has the pierce thing and you just open it up to put your
thumbprint
on there.
I need to get some of those.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And every member of the family.
I thought about getting
whenever
those,
you,
like,
whenever
that's...
I do something, it's going to cost you a coin, potentially a marker.
I should have bought more coins. Because I didn't even get one out of that mix. Santa was only able to purchase a 5-pack of those coins.
You should have gone with 2 5-packs.
Maybe. Next time.
Absolutely.
Anything else to add before we end this broadcast, lady?
Nah, I guess not. Not today. Okay. This is all I got today.
That's fine. We got to do this again in a week, so.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We've always come back.
Right. And it'll be the first of 2022.
It will.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be exciting.
It will be.
New
because
year.
We will at that point have been a few days into our training.
Oh, shit. That's right. I forgot all about that already.
That's
it's only
right.
Been
it got real
minutes.
For you right there, Dave.
Damn it. All right. I got to see this training plan. So we got to talk after
this. This training plan will up your mileage daily, by the way.
Can you put something on my calendar to review the training plan, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Don't put it back to back on any meeting, so make sure there's a, you know, I need some time in between to decompress. So I don't want to go back to back meetings. So make sure you choose the time wisely, please. Thank you. Any questions?
Listen, Mofo, we'll talk about it when I say we're going to talk about it.
All right. I'm done. Right now, I love you.